A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Lamed Gimel, Sukkah 33b, pagination page 66, towards the bottom of the page, a new Mishnah, about 8 lines from the bottom. Arava Gezula V'Yevesha Psula, an Arava that is stolen or dried out, is Pasul. Shalashera V'Shal Irani Dachas Psula. If it's from Avodah Zarah involvement, it's also Pasul and valid. Niktam Rosha, if the top is cut off, Nifritsu Aleha, if the leaves have come off, Vatsaftsofa, or a different type of arava, which has round leaves, Psula, that's all invalid. Kimusha, if it's just somewhat withered, Vishanash or Miktasala, and some of the leaves came off, Vishal Baal, or an arava that does not grow arve nachal by the stream, but rather grows in the field, but it's the same type of arava, kishera, all of those are kosher, acceptable. Rashi mentions that the reason that the mishnayos for the arba minim are separated into different mishnayos is because each one has something unique about it, which has to be identified and discussed only among that particular one. Hadassim, for example, had the berries case. Esrig, since it's an edible item, has laws of Orla, etc. So each one had to be listed separately, even though to a certain extent, for example, in the Gezula case, stolen, they're all the same halacha and could theoretically be grouped together. The Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Arve Nachal, the Arava of the stream, Hagedelin ala Nachal, it grows by the stream. Davar Acher, another understanding, Arve Nachal Sha'ola Shala Mashoch Kenachal, that the leaf of it is spread out like a stream, as opposed to the Tzaftsofa, which has rounded leaves. Tanya Idach, we also learned, Arve Nachal, Ein Li Ela Arve Nachal. I only know that if it grows by a stream, it'll be good. Shel Baal V'Shel Horim Minayin. How do I know that even if this Arava grows in a field or in the mountains and is sustained by rainwater instead of by a stream, Minayin, how do I know that that application of the same species is acceptable? Talmud Loma, Arve Nachal Mikol Makom. Rashi says the plural Arve tells us that even if the same Arava is growing in a different place, it's still good. And it's only mentioning Arve Nachal Lemitzvah. It's considered better to harvest from an Arava that grows by a stream. The Gemara on the next daf is going to elaborate regarding another use of the Arava beyond the principle of the four species, the Arba Minim, that the Arava was also used in the Beis HaMikdash, most significantly on Hashanah Rabbah, but in the Beis HaMikdash they actually did it on all days of Sukkot, except if the day was Shabbos, but they would take the Arava separately of the Arba Minim. And we likewise in our time have a minig neviim to take the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, and the Arava we take is independent of the Arava of the Arba Minim. It's very interesting that in Siman Tafresh Samach Dalid Sif Vav, there's a discussion of whether a person can fulfill his obligation of Arava on Hoshana Rabbah by simply lifting the Arba Minim a second time. The first time for the purpose of Arba Minim and the second time for the purpose of Arava. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the solution, if a person needs to, would be to release Agdo Shel Lulav, the binding that binds the Arava to the Lulav, after he's been mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim, he would take the arava of the lulav separately. The wording of the Mishnah Brura is pshita shayotze ba, that you would fulfill your obligation in such a way. The common custom is that we attach more significance to the arava than its minimal requirements, and we actually get a specific number of stalks of arava and follow specific minhagim with text, etc., in order to be mekayim that minig. But if you take a look over here, Sukkah Lamed Dalid, on the top, Abba Shaul learnt that Arvei, that pasuk that we just used, Arvei, telling you that different types of places that the arava grows are all good. So Abba Shaul learns that it's two different aravos. One is the lulav arava, joined as arba minim, va'achas lamikdash, and one of them is for the Beis HaMikdash, that special halacha which the Gemara tells us, Rabbanan lamikdash minalu halacha hilchasa gemiru luhu, that the Rabbanan learned that it's a halacha l'Moshe Sinai in the Beis HaMikdash to take the arava. Our minig is zecher lamikdash, it's referred to as a minig nevi'im, and we take the arava to remember the way it was taken in the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Beis HaMikdash, they took it all days of Sukkot, but we only take it on Hoshana Rabbah, which is the primary day, the day that would be docha even on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. I'd like to share with you one machshava, nice thought, regarding the arava. There's an interesting minig that after banging the arava multiple times on the ground, there's a minig that we go ahead and take the arava and put it by the aron. It doesn't seem that it has to stay there very long, but there's a minig to bring it to the aron. And the question is, what is being represented by that behavior? So I'd like to just share a machshava, a thought, an insight. Throughout the Yomim Noraim, we emphasize a very close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we plead for a good year, and as the Mefarshim say, it's not just the one year that we're davening for, but it's a direction and all kinds of gezeros that could affect many years in the future as well. And we daven, everything should be good. Hoshana Rabbah is considered the end of that judgment season. And perhaps what we're doing in this interesting minig is that after we bang the arava on the floor and we have an expression, farklap taishainis, a little banged up, we do something phenomenal. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever his decision for the coming year is, whether it's something that we can see as good and beautiful and great, or something that we don't see as so simple, we feel a little banged up sometimes. Nevertheless, we make it clear that we take ourselves and will remain close to the Aron regardless of what Hashem's ruling is. Perhaps a new insight in the words of Hallel, Dalosi, I am limited in my mitzvahs, is the way the Gemara learns, but Dalosi, I'm limited. Farklap Toshanis, a little banged up, I feel like. Veli Yehoshia, but nevertheless, I consistently turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His salvation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.